Welcome to the SMS show, SMSFTW show, sorry. I've been writing and I've been pushing the limits of how long I could stay up to do this, because I feel like when I push the limits of how tired I am, I do get more creative and I think more out of the box. So anyways, today's not really for me to talk. This episode really isn't for me to talk. I have my friend here again. How do you want? Is it the what?
Rabbit hole truth.
Rabbit hole truth. Sorry. It's the 3 days no sleep that's making me forget the details. So rabbit hole truth. So Rabbit Hole Truth. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's on YouTube. Check him out, please. I want to give him the mic now, and he has some interesting stories. I'm going to try and interject the least amount of possible, but if I do have questions, I'm going to ask you. Okay. All right, thanks for coming on the show, by the way.
No problem. Okay. I saw a lot of videos where people were going around with an EMF meter with the 5G things.
EMF meter, what's this? Just explain it to people that don't know.
Oh, it's just, it measures
radiation?
Electromagnetic frequency. Okay. Radiation, yeah. Okay. Because I've seen all these videos where, you know, it was spiking around these 5G things.
In the UK specifically, they're burning them down. I haven't heard anywhere else burning them down.
Yeah. That's what I've seen so far.
Yeah. Where do you get your information, by the way?
Just on YouTube videos.
Not Twitter at all?
No, I used to use Twitter, but I got bored of it and I stopped using it.
What made you get bored of it?
I don't know.
Like, that's where journalism comes out first now, even if it's fake news. Like,
the Twitter, yeah.
Like, that's where journalism is released first. It's not even on the TV anymore. It's like, if you follow the right journalists, they're going to release the information first on Twitter. Like, for journalism purposes, I think Twitter is really important, but most of it is fake news because it's big tech that's owned by China.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Okay, but so I saw these videos, so I wanted to do my own test, right? So I went around and, I guess before I start this, about 12 years ago when I bought the EMF meter, I was doing an experiment where I saw people plugging in fluorescent tubes under the big pylons,
mm-hmm.
and the fluorescent tubes light up. So I wanted to mimic that experiment.
Okay.
So I went under one of those things with a fluorescent tube and an EMF meter. Plugged in the tube, and it didn't light up. Not sure why. But when I turned on the EMF meter...
So you have one of these things?
Yeah.
Did you build it yourself?
I bought it at Naplan's when Naplan's was open.
What's that?
It used to be this electronics store.
Okay, so they sell them readily?
Yeah, they used to, yeah.
Are they expensive?
About £50.
So that's like $100 Canadian?
Yeah. But when I turned on the EMF meter under this big electric pylon, I'm not sure what they're called, you know, the big ones?
Sure.
With the big electric cables?
Sure.
It went crazy.
What do you mean went crazy?
It shot up. And I remember doing research where it said people living under these houses or having houses nearby get cancer. And when I saw the EMF meter shoot up, I was like, yeah, I can
that
see why.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
So you don't think it's propaganda that people are getting? Like, it's proven fact that it does, the electromagnetic waves does affect your immune system in horrible ways.
Yeah.
Like, the data is out now.
Yeah.
So it's...
But when I was in Bristol this morning, I was walking around and I wanted to find some of these 5G spots, right? And I found some of the 5G spots and there was a spike, like a huge spike, which kind of showed up what the people in the videos were saying was true.
Okay.
But also what happened is I walked near McDonald's across from Portland Square over there.
Isn't it closed?
Yeah, it's closed.
Okay.
But it spiked again.
What do you mean spiked?
The meter shot up? Yeah, it shot
so
up.
So there's a 5G meter by that place?
No, let me finish.
Sorry, okay.
Okay. Now, so it really spiked. It spiked higher than the 5G.
So what? Okay.
And so I tried to find, I was looking up for the 5G towers. I was trying to find out where it was. And then I put it close to the ground. Then it really fucking spiked. Right? So, and it made me realize all these buildings, all that, there's all these big, huge power lines underground.
Sure.
And people are worried about the 5G radiation, but if they take a measurement of these spots, it's fucking way higher than the 5G.
Really?
Way higher.
So what does that mean?
Well, I guess if people are worried about the electromagnetic radiation stuff, it's already there, and it's actually worse than the 5G. So it's like those.
So is that why you think everybody has cancer?
Well, all I can say is when I put my meter down there, it spiked heavily. It shot up.
Do you have this on your YouTube channel?
No, I'm probably going to be making a video about it today, tomorrow.
Please do that. Day. Please do that.
This is...
Send me the... I'll check. I forgot to... Honestly, I've been crazy. I'm not shy to admit I've been going through heroin withdrawals.
Cool. I guess like people are always saying they're worried about those big energy cables overground, above them kind of thing. But they don't realize that there's ones underground that are a lot more close, like the big ones, they're really high up,
right? So how come we don't
right?
know about them? Like, how come nobody's broken any kind of story about the fucking radiation poisoning coming
like,
from the ground?
I only stumbled across it because I was looking for the 5G stuff. You know what I mean? So I wasn't even looking for it.
It was accidental.
It was accidental.
Right. Are you the first one?
Can you
get in trouble? Is this why you don't use your name? Can you get in trouble for talking about this, you think?
I don't know. But
it's possible, right?
It's possible. But again, like everyone's so worried about those big energy cables that are overhead of them.
Right.
But these cables are really, really fucking close to them. You know what I mean? They're underground, and they're probably only like 2 feet away from them. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So the people that are getting cancer because it's way above their head...
Okay,
not realizing.
Do you think the coronavirus shit links into the 5G?
No, not really.
I'm so happy you said that. Can I ask you why?
Well, I don't think there's actually... I think there is no real coronavirus. It's just like a mild flu, and these people that are dying would be dying anyways.
There's science that came out that said if you contract the flu... it takes 13 to 15 years off your life, but what data can you really trust that comes from them, you know?
Yeah,
What can you really trust? The New York Post came out yesterday saying that this is the biggest political hoax in history.
Oh, yeah. No, this is definitely a...
Is it revolution time, though? Like, that's what I was asking you before, Boogaloo. If you Google Boogaloo, it says it's some kind of Latin dance. But if you Urban Dictionary Boogaloo, it's taking arms against the government.
I don't even think it's the government. I think it's the people that control the government.
Yeah, but people don't know that. First, they have to wake up to the fact that the government is fucking them. And then they can realize the Koch brothers are at the top. The Rockefellers, Koch brothers, the Rothschilds, all those... all the shadow characters, the Kissingers, all the people that you don't really see unless they want you to see them because they're egotistical maniacs that publish papers with their fucking pictures in them, you know, so.
Yeah, no, what I see happening right now is fucking, like I say, even if they open the economy, it's going to collapse. The educational system's going to go to Zoom.
Didn't they just approve $30 trillion, some bullshit like that? Like, the economy cannot... recover from this.
Yeah. And there won't be no recovery. There will be chaos. And that's when fucking the government will fall apart. And the next party will come in, take over. And that will be the new world order, people. And the way I look at it, like I can see no way how they can reopen and things not collapsing. You know, the retail markets collapse. The retail...
Even if they do it, like, slowly, you think...
even the rental, like, I was even thinking, like, this could be the dawn of a new stay-at-home economy. You know what I mean?
Wouldn't that be nice? To not have to go to a shitty fucking job every day with assholes that you're not happy to be around. I know it's good to get out of the house, but, like, is that the start of...
Did you ever go raving?
I'm not crazy about dancing and the love scene and all that. Well, I like psychedelics.
I don't go raving anymore, but, like, 20 years ago.
I've gone. I've gone, of course.
20 years ago,
yeah.
Like fucking...
Even you, York, were you here? Yeah. You were here during the fucking... Oh, yeah. The peak of it.
Yeah.
And what was that like?
Fucking amazing.
Amazing, right? Fucking hell. Where were you?
No, I was here in Bristol.
And in Bristol, it was...
And Bristol at that time was, like, the gem of the fucking place, because it had everywhere, everyone.
It's a very artistic, like, city, too. Like, there's a Banksy painting over there.
Yeah.
Is it?
Oh, no, there's Banksys everywhere in Bristol, because Bristol's where Banksy started, right?
Right.
So this is his hometown.
Right. But why'd you make that face when I said Banksy? Like, you gave that, like... bit into a lemon face.
Ah, because it's like Banksy doesn't live here anymore.
He doesn't, but his artwork's pretty important for our generation, don't you think?
Yeah.
Can you compare him to the Andy Warhol of our generation?
Because
he does crazy shit. You know, he blew up his painting.
Yeah, yeah.
At that gallery.
He definitely. I like his stuff. You know.
Yeah.
I guess it's just. Because I've always been in Bristol, when Banksy first started, kind of thing.
Okay.
And I guess that he's just so famous now. It's just like.
Sorry, the we're completely off topic. I'm so sorry. I really want to get into, your stories. Let's talk about your stories. Sorry, I've been interrupting you and asking questions that are off topic.
That's cool. I guess I was just a bit shocked about that. The whole biggest one was that.
So what if I write about it? You think we can sell the story? Are you going to write about it?
Well, I disclose everything I discover, kind of thing.
Are you a good writer? Like, to sell it to a news
outlet? I don't. Write for other people, I just do it for myself.
I know, but do you write good enough to be able to sell it to a news agency, kind of thing? And
I could probably do it.
You're not a stupid guy, so
yeah. But yeah, I guess with like my scientific videos, I just...
And do you post them on YouTube only? Because
YouTube
is getting a really bad name with the algorithms and
I got a backup channel, Vimeo.
Vimeo's... Nobody wants to go on Vimeo, though.
I know YouTube is the big one.
Yeah, but nobody wants to go on it unless it's, like, kind of sexual or out there. Like, Vimeo is kind of the Wild West of YouTube, I find. But nobody wants to fucking go there. Nobody wants to go on Vimeo. Like
when I see people, they got a backup channel on
YouTube.
Like, and I'm like, well, why have a backup channel on YouTube? If they close down YouTube, you're going to lose both channels. So they have a different channel on a different... platform, right?
Yeah, you need to have as many platforms as possible.
Yeah, or at least your backup on a different one.
You don't find the many platforms as possible you could hit, the more red pilling. Like, I was going to explain to you the red pill, black pill shit, right?
The majority of them are on YouTube, though. Like, when you do the searches on Vimeo and stuff like that, there's hardly anything compared to you.
No, there's nothing. There's billions of people posting to YouTube every day, nothing on Vimeo. But it's a good place to have your backup. But how come? Are you monetized? Is your shit monetized? No. How many subs do you have?
Just under 1,000.
That's pretty good, though. Once you get to 5, you get monetized.
Yeah.
Unless you're telling them fucking secrets that they don't want you to tell, then you're fucked, bro. You need to find local sponsors that would sponsor your what you do, you know, because they YouTube will not monetize you if you're talking anti-left, anti-communist,
or anti-vaccine. Seems to be a hot one right now.
Well, yeah, but Europe is going to line up for the vaccines, in my opinion. America's just like, already, fuck that. They kicked out Fauci. They're like, fuck you. Dropped the Bill and Melinda Gates model, all that shit.
I really hope that fucking this whole coup thing. And I see America as the one place that it might possibly
do it.
Might not fall under the grasp of the New World Order kind of thing. Like, I can see, like, Canada and all these other places, you can see when everything just collapses.
Yeah, because they just... But I heard Canada is becoming way more lax on the lockdown, and they have been.
Yeah, but Canada's so... You can't really lock down Canada, because, you know, it's so fucking big. Like, I come from a small town, and they got locked down there, and I'm like, what are you fucking talking about? They got one fucking gas station. They got one cafe.
So is that when it becomes, like, time to ask questions? Like, that's just not logical?
I think the time to ask questions is fucking now. I think the time to ask questions is going to become too late very soon.
Why do you say that?
Because I think the chaos is coming.
Well, people are not going to be able to feed themselves very shortly.
Yeah.
And that's when anarchy happens.
Yeah. Or something of that scenario, yeah. But, and I hear that they're trying to bring out a second wave now, and I'm like, Jesus fuck, we haven't even had the first wave. You know what I mean? You know, we see all these fucking, the hospitals are fucking empty.
They're all empty. I go take pictures of them, and they're all empty.
The zero contract nurses, they're all out of work. Because the hospitals are empty, right? So,
and they're telling people with coronavirus to stay home, which is bizarre. Well, they're saying
clap for the nurses. Yeah. They're all being sent home without a job.
Yeah, I'm jizzing on them, okay? Like, fuck them. They're like, it's all, but it's all propaganda. It's all fucking brainwashing.
Literally, 100% yeah, propaganda.
That's what it is. It's propaganda. The Queen came on and said, British people will be stronger than ever after we finish it.
If you look at all the advertisement, it's all coronavirus, government-sponsored. None of it is products or service anymore.
Yeah.
So if the government's so worried about money for the NHS, they must be paying fucking millions in the advertising, right?
Not only that, like, everywhere you read and look, if you look at news TV, it's only there's a reason why there's other news going on in the world, but
it's shock and awe tactics.
That's what it is, of course.
But it's worse
than 9/11.
It's literally everywhere. Just,
but do you believe the Chinese put it out?
I literally, it's like I was watching something with David Icke, where he says,
Icke,
there isn't even a virus.
But Icke also said that, like, they turn into lizards. Like, I don't know, you know, like, Icke broke some seriously good shit. We're lucky to have him as whatever he is. But once he lost his credibility with me when he started talking about, the queen shape-shifting into lizards and all that, like, that's a bit far-fetched.
I guess if there's stuff like that that's out of your comfort zone, I would focus on the other stuff.
Yeah, but it makes them lose credibility with me, because I just...
Okay.
Which we don't really know, right?
Let me ask you to something that you were red pill on this year. Something that you knew...
I was black pill this year.
Okay, what new information came across that changed you?
The Uyghur Muslims in China, okay, so you know in China they have concentration camps with Uyghur Muslims. There's 2 to 3 million Uyghur Muslims in concentration camps today in China. Do you know about this?
Okay.
That's not why. The reason is because they cultivate children for adrenochrome.
Okay, so that you found that out this year?
In Hong Kong, yeah.
Okay. So, something you wouldn't have believed before.
I believed it. I've been searching about this.
Okay, I want to talk about a subject that was new to you, that you, let's say 2008, you didn't accept it. Then let's say 2015, you came across a lot of other information. All of a sudden, you did accept it. Can you think of one subject like that?
I've been deep in this shit since 9/11, Alex Jones. Like, I've been really trying. I seriously, help me think of one.
Okay, help, I'm going to give you one for me.
Okay.
Okay. Have you looked at any of the flat earth stuff?
Don't, please don't tell me.
No, no, just hear me out.
Okay.
Just hear me out.
Okay.
No,
okay.
Have
I looked into it? No, because I feel like I'm really wasting my time.
Okay. Have you looked into the big tree stuff?
The big tree?
The silicon-based trees.
No.
You need to look out the silicon-based trees. When you look
Where are they?
They're everywhere. Let me just get out my phone here. I'll bring up a picture here.
What are silicon-based trees?
Okay, we're carbon-based.
Sorry, we can't show you the picture. Do you want to send it to me later? Because we can't show it on
I'll
the...
send you the picture
send
later.
Send me later because I can't show it on the podcast, though.
Let's keep talking.
Yeah, so... That's what you wanted to talk about, the radiation. I wanted to talk about the Uyghur Muslims. They take the children and they have adrenochrome camps.
Okay.
I don't have my glasses. Oh, shit, where's that?
That's Devil's Gate in Wyoming.
Devil's Gate?
Yeah.
Never heard of it.
But basically, there's all these fucking tree stumps all over. Now, they say it's mountains, but when you look at it, it's even got the fucking cell structures and everything, the silicon-based trees. But I guess seeing that gave the other stuff more plausibility, more credibility, because there was stuff you could see.
Right.
But it kind of, so your perspective changes.
Okay.
This is what I was trying to get at before, you know, was there something that changed your... something that you wouldn't accept before, but now all of a sudden you do accept it.
The adrenochrome thing was hard to believe. The fact that the powers that be torture children and drink blood like that was kind of hard to believe, and now I believe it. So that's an all right one, I guess.
I didn't find that hard to believe, but...
Why? Because blood rituals have been going on since the Mayans and before Babylonians, all that shit, or because it's the fact that they physically and sexually torture a child from 2 to 6 and drink the blood. Like I didn't think, like back in 2003, 2004, like I didn't, like that seemed like conspiracy theory shit that was just over the top. Like, would Hillary Clinton really be drinking the blood of these kids? Now I saw what was on Anthony Weiner's computer, so I've seen that it's true. And
have you seen what on Anthony Weiner's computer?
What did I see?
Well, yeah.
The most like satanic rituals where they torture children.
How would you have seen that?
You could watch it on Dark Web.
Dark Web.
You know the red rooms on the Dark Web.
No, but how would you be able to confirm that?
I've watched it.
And it's got what, got the Anthony Weiner or?
Well, Anthony Weiner is part of it.
Yeah. That's no doubt about that. But okay, so the Dark Web, the Red Rooms.
Yeah. Red Rooms are like the snuff rooms where people pay to say, take off his limb, take off his nose, shit like that.
Yeah. But, like, I've been on the dark web, and I've not seen...
Have you seen all the child porn?
I've seen that stuff. Not on the dark web.
Where have you seen it?
I remember some person came on Alex Jones' show, and they said there was a search term, a few letters you put in,
in WikiLeaks, right?
No, not in WikiLeaks, just okay. In Google, and it just came up.
What kind of stuff came up?
Everything.
Like what? Give you an example.
Fucking everything.
Alex Jones is the most important journalist of our time, which is why he got deplatformed, in my opinion.
Yeah, have you seen his show lately?
Yeah.
It's like he's just embraced the madness a bit. But
He has, and his voice changed, and like he's a different dude.
Yeah.
I think he went mental... and he's trying to like come back from it. Because
it's hard not to go mental with this.
No, if you involve yourself in this for 20 fucking years, you have to. I've involved myself in this seriously hard since 2005, let's say, but it destroyed my soul completely. It destroyed my soul completely, and finding happiness is extremely difficult. I thought I found it in this fucking Brazilian, but she just told me I can't go back to her house because it talked too much. But I'm passionate about this shit, and I want people to know, but people don't want to fucking know. What can I tell? So, I'm not going back there. I was married for 3 days. I want you to congratulate me. I lasted 72 hours. That's some Hollywood shit right there. So, sorry. Continue.
Oh, no. Interesting times.
So, when you spray white rabbit...
Rabbit hole truth?
Yeah, but it's a white rabbit. It's always white. Whenever I see it, it's white.
No, sometimes... Well, if you go in the one in the park, it's black.
Oh, is it?
It's got a white background.
Okay. Because you know what the white rabbit symbolizes, adrenochrome, all that shit.
I didn't realize it symbolized that, but...
So it was coincidence kind of thing?
Well, I think they've been doing this adrenochrome fucking long time. It's like how the...
Yeah, but it's...
It's like how the royal family, like the queen's mother, used to get blood transfusion all the time.
Which is basically
medical vampirism, you know
what I mean? Yeah, they all do it, but Keith Richards does it too, so he could stay on dope, you know? And do shows. So, yeah, it's evil, but, like, I mean, taking a child and making it fear for its life and then taking its blood as a drug is probably the most evil thing on the planet, in my opinion.
Yeah.
And when you find out it's true, it's just like, holy shit. It's one thing to know it's true. Like, let's say you know it's true, whatever. Like, a source confirmed it, whatever. But then when you see it, it changes you completely. It changes who you are completely. And I really don't think you can make a comeback from it. I don't. I'll try, but I don't think I can.
Yeah, that's...
It's too dark. I did my English exit paper on pedophilia, and this is back in the CASA days. Do you remember CASA after Napster? There was CASA.
No.
For file sharing?
Oh, yeah. Not really.
It's back in the day, but it was the Wild Wild West. So I downloaded, like, 10 of the top pop songs, and then I downloaded, let's say, 3 or 4 kiddie porn videos. And I wanted to see who was leeching off whatever. It was all for an English exit paper. I was documenting everything. And I know it's illegal, but it's still scientific research, so it's what I was doing. So anyways, whenever you would click off the leeches who are seeding from you on the child porn, 1,000 more would come instantaneously. If you would take off the leeches from like the pop music, whatever, it would take 10-15 minutes for people. So like the amount of child porn that's being distributed and bought on the internet is crazy.
See, whenever I come across it, the first thing I do is fucking Windows Drive, wipe.
Yeah, well, you have to.
Stay away from that site.
You fucking have to. It's horrible shit. It's not only is it horrible shit, but like you get in a lot of trouble. Not in England. In England, if you're a pedo, they'll just slap you on the wrist and tell you bad boy. Like Jimmy Savile, Jimmy fucking Savile, man.
Yeah.
On his tombstone, it said it was good while it lasted. That's like the most evil thing you could put on your tombstone when you were the worst fucking child rapist.
Lasted necrophilia. Forever for him, didn't it?
What? Yeah, they wouldn't bust him because he was royal family hooked up. He was the mediator between Charles and Diana before they killed her.
I think a lot of people are involved in the smuggling of them as well. Like they're shipping them around kind of thing. They're moving the kids around.
Which kids?
Well,
the kidnapped chicks?
And I'd imagine Jimmy Savile was helped in moving them.
Of course.
A lot of these,
of course.
Even politicians are caught, like, basically fucking transporting the kids. And you think, well, why would someone in that position be taking that kind of risk? You know what I mean?
They have to. They're compromised.
Yeah, they're compromised.
Yeah, they're compromised. You can't gain power unless you're compromised, or else they can't control you as well as they can, you know? Like, you don't really... I think that's why they're freaking out about Donald Trump. It's because he's not compromised. And every time they try and catch him in something, they look like fucking idiots because they just... Well, fail.
Yeah. Imagine if the whole world's saying, yes, this is what we got to do, but Donald Trump's over there saying, no, no, this is not what we're going to do. We're going to do this.
Which is what he's doing with the vaccines. He's saying we're not giving vaccines. He did something brilliant the other day, which was he instead of taking totalitarian power like the left media was saying he was going to do, he gave all the permission to the governors to either open the states or not, which is fucking brilliant because then he can't be blamed for anything. It's all up to the governors. Do you want to release the people? Do you not want to? It's your fucking call. Fuck you. You know, I'm not making that decision and being hated by the people. You be hated by your people and open up. Fuck you. It was a brilliant chess move. If you ask me, it was like one of the...
He's also cut off the funds to the WHO organization.
Which is perfect, because they're Chinese, they're CCP-owned. They're pure CCP-owned. They've been caught
I think they're plagiarizing the CCP
propaganda.
They're the tool to implement the New World Order, but...
So is the Trilateral Commission. Like, there's all the...
But I think everything collapsing afterward is going to be the chess piece. You know, there's no way they can go back and put it fucking back to normal. You know what I mean? Unless they come out and say it was a big fucking hoax, like the original War of the Worlds. Remember when they did that radio thing, War of the Worlds? And everyone thought it was real. And everyone
back in the 40s, 50s. The only way
they could calm people down was to come back on and say it was all just a hoax.
Yes, H.G. Wells.
That's the only way things would go back to normal is if they came out on the media and said, okay, it was a hoax. These are the people that got it. We're putting them in jail or against the wall and firing squad. But it was all a big hoax. That would be the only way.
So if this is a hoax, how come people are actually dying?
Because they're dying.
Because it's a virus.
They're not dying of a virus. They're fucking dying of fucking.
But I've proven through a doctor named Dr. Tian, out of China, who in the last 12 years has discovered 200 viruses.
Okay, but the fucking.
But they put 1/3 SARS, 1/3 HIV, and 1/3 Corona into this virus. And that's why it attacks your immune system. The HIV attacks your immune system. The SARS is the serious acute.
The fucking hospital's all empty then.
I want to know that fucking too. Because I go to Berlin, I go to London, I go to Bristol. It's all empty. They won't even see me for my Crohn's, man. Hey. There's no doctors available. Yeah. They're all gone.
Yeah, I know.
Where did they go? Where the fuck did all the doctors go?
In that home getting paid fucking money to sit at home, not the nurses.
And lie that there's the virus and the virus.
Yeah, but the nurses, the zero.
So why did it happen now? Is it time? Is it Epstein? Is it Epstein ratting on all the fucking top echelons of bureaucratic society?
Maybe they needed it to go because they were losing control. And it's like.
They kind of are. If you look at all the protests around the world, they're kind of. It's not that they're losing control, it's that people are starting to say, like, fuck you.
Wake up.
They are waking up. The internet is the age of information.
I also figure if they open up, the price of gold is going to fucking skyrocket.
Well, I heard...
People are going to want
to
buy it.
I heard Trump moved from the Fed to the Treasury. It's back to the gold standard.
Oh, it's not back to the gold standard.
Are you sure?
I'm positive on that.
Okay.
With all the money they're printing, you think they'd go back to the gold standard?
They're printing a lot of fucking money.
They're printing a lot of fucking money.
I think I read 30 trillion last time I saw that shit.
Yeah, I think the America added 4.6. I'm just guessing. I've seen a lot of figures, and I'm not sure. But all the countries are doing it, you know? But this is how they implement, this is how they take over not one country, but all the countries at once. You know what I mean? They can't do one country. But if America doesn't play ball, it could really fuck up their game plan.
You know, what is their game plan? Agenda 21?
Well, to take over the whole world. You know, the whole new
world. China wants to do that. Yep. Is there going to be a hot war between China and U.S., you think? That's the thing. China can't win because they don't have aircraft carrier. They don't have the military strength that the U.S. has. So that's why I think they need to release a bioweapon, because that's like they're going to slowly do it this way. And the Chinese don't care to take out 10 million their own people.
Oh, yeah. But a bioweapon, they wouldn't have control.
They don't need control. They could take out, like, they could just make sure their people are safe. And they don't need control, as long as it kills a bunch of people. And who's China's enemy? America. They've been in trade wars and all that bullshit for years.
Who's everybody's enemy? It's the New World Order, right? The countries are irrelevant.
But are they? Because China's CCP wants revenge for the opium, in my opinion, wants revenge for the opium wars. And
that was fucking, what, 1400s?
No, it was 1839. But, like, I think that they wanted revenge for the opium wars. And Chinese don't forget, man. Chinese don't fucking forget.
The Chinese communists got the power through
Kissinger.
Yeah, Kissinger.
Kissinger.
He sold the opposite side all the weapons that were disinfected and got the communists in power.
Yes, but he turned it into a hyper-capitalist communist society, which is, I think it's the first hyper-capitalist communist society of all time. Russia's up there, but China kills it. China kills it. Do you gotta go?
No, it's cold.
I am fucking cold. We can end this in like 10 minutes. It'll be a 45-minute one.
Ah, that's cool.
I'm fucking freezing, man. I think it's also because I haven't slept in so long. Is there anything else you want to talk about?
There's three things. Let's see. The nurses, the EMF meter. Oh, yeah. And the, how this all plays out. Yeah. How it all plays out is everything goes total chaos, which I can see easily happening with the current situations. Once the chaos totally takes over and the government totally falls apart.
Don't you think they'll loosen the lockdown before that happens so that they don't cause that shit, though? Or are they ready to take on the public?
Even if they release the lockdown, fucking... The
economy's too fucked to make a comeback?
Yeah, the educational, like all the universities, they won't be getting students back, so their economy's collapsed.
Why won't they get students?
Because everyone's going to be nervous to go to school. They'll think, well, I'm going to take a year off just to be on the safe side, right?
So, like, my stand-up comedy's fucked because no one's getting in a room.
I noticed Zoom just came out recently and everyone's getting onto Zoom.
But I'm on Zoom to do a podcast with someone in L.A., and it's cool to do, like, let's say we wanted to do this at home.
It was released just in time for the stay-at-home culture just being imposed on us.
It's bullshit, though. When you're in a club, the vibe you get from the people, that's the most important fucking part.
That's what I'm saying, yeah.
To do fucking stand-up comedy in the digital world is, like, it's murdering the art. It's because you're not getting that energy from the
live frequency.
Right,
yes.
Exactly. And the energy is what makes it worth fucking doing, or else you're just watching someone try and be funny on the screen.
You're a veggie?
Am I vegetarian?
Yeah.
No, I'm not. I was a vegetarian for a while. I started out as a vegan in Pai, Thailand. And
you should check out my video, The Rise of Veganism and Why.
I would like to do it, but honestly, man, I'm dying of a stomach disease, and one of the only things I can eat is meat. If I eat vegetables, all this shit, like, I fucking die, bro.
You should watch the video. It's all about your electromagnetic field.
Does it have to do with, like, gut biome and anything like that?
Yeah.
It does?
Your electromagnetic field.
Can you send me a link?
I'll
do it.
You should check out my YouTube channel.
I will. I'm so sorry I haven't. I've just been crazy, man. I don't have time to check out anything. Oh, like, cool. People send me, like, on Instagram, look, you have to see this video. But it, like, ends up being too much, and I just can't look at everybody's shit. Because some people send me shit that I'm like, yeah, you know what? That was 10 years ago. You just wasted my time. And some people send me shit that, oh, my God, I can't believe that's happening.
Yeah.
And everything in between. You know, so, yeah, what else? We got 5 minutes. I gotta end it at 45. I'm too cold, man.
No, that's cool.
And I have a long walk home because I'm not going to the fucking Brazilian's house. Hey, Juju. I'm not gonna say it. But you know how I feel right now?
Never get emotional online.
All right, yo, I'm sorry. That's bad that I was doing that. Because she just hosted my last show.
The other one I learned was never come home at 4 a.m, punk, drunk, pissed off, and go on Facebook.
That is the worst thing you do. For me, it's Twitter. I've been kicked off Twitter twice,
it's
man.
It's like the fucking mob will come for you.
Yeah, they fucking will, especially if you pick fights with the right people. But it's fun for trolling, man. It's so fun because people get so angry so quick. People get so angry so quickly.
Yeah,
I think it's fun. I've made up just like bullshit accounts just to troll. You know, just out of boredom. You know, just to have a debate, argument with someone I know is not going to change their mind, you know. It's a waste of time. I stopped doing it, but at a certain point, it was like every time I would get like a ding of some fucking idiot saying, what was your flat earth thing, though? Hold on. We have to go back to that, because are you a flat earther?
No.
Why?
Because I don't know, to be honest.
You don't know? But there's live footage of the Earth from the Japanese satellite. Like, you could look at it. You think,
should look at the big trees.
The big trees. Why?
Silicon-based trees, man.
You know, I do this to people. Like, I don't tell them what it is. I want to create the spark so that they find it within themselves. But being on the reciprocal end is pretty shitty. It's pretty shitty. Because I want to know right now, like, what the fuck it is. You don't want to talk about it?
Well, no, people. You just got to go look at it. And it's,
say it again, the
silicon-based trees.
Silicon-based trees. Does it have to do with like Guidestones and Agenda 21 and all that shit?
No, it's bigger than that.
Bigger than that?
Yeah.
And you're hearing it first, motherfuckers. It's bigger than that. I don't want to go. I don't want to go spray paint tag bombing today because I'm.
That's cool. Like, yeah. I say, I'm a bit wounded, so I'm not really doing anything.
Wounded how?
I'm not gonna talk about it, but yeah, so I got nothing but time, you know what I mean? Like, I fucking just sort of sit at home, occasionally I go for little walks.
My boy here got a gunshot to the face the other night, and you should see how he looks right now. I was taking the piss with how are you wounded, and yo, you gotta get that plastic surgery done, bro, because you just look scary compared to the last time I fucking saw you. Who shot you in the face, by the way? Anyways, no, it's in the ear. I'm just kidding. Yeah, so anything, we're gonna do more. Like, as you have things you want to talk about, please come on the show. And if you want to collaborate on something on your shit, please. Yeah, I'm always willing to do that.
I was thinking about that. I was just trying to think of an angle to take it on.
We can do any angle. There's so many right now. There's so many angles. I'd love to talk about the Chinese Communist Party. I'd love to talk about that. I would love to talk about Dr. Tien. I would love to talk about light versus evil, which one wins in the end. And I believe that it's probably light, because this is why the Egyptians fell, this is why the Romans fell, this is why the Mayans fell, this is why the Babylonians fell, because as soon as they started to get into child sacrifice, it collapsed, and things collapsed. We don't know why or how or whatever, because history is written by the winners, but
collapsed. If the child sacrificing collapsed, why was it still going on? Why is it still going on?
Because as soon as the civilization gets that money, gets that control, gets that power, and then owns everything, there's that need to like go that step further because they're searching for that next fucking adrenaline. They already own the money. Yeah. They already own the money. They already own the land. They need something stronger, something more fucked, you know? And yeah.
Okay, let's wrap it up.
Yo, thank you for listening. I love you all. Have a good night.